Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, it's another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino here with you. And honestly, this is one of the last podcasts I wish I was recording for you because Micah Hyde is being put on injured reserve per his agent. I'll just read the tweet to you. It says, unfortunately, client Micah Hyde will be put on injured reserve today due to his recent neck injury. Fortunately, we expect a healthy return for number 23 in 2023. Worst case scenario, of course, when you think of this season for the team as it relates to Micah Hyde, truly a leader of the defense, has just been an all-pro performer in the past and just so reliable as part of that fantastic duo in the defensive backfield, himself and Jordan Poyer. What this means for the Bills moving forward, maybe Jaquan Johnson getting the start in his place, possibly DeMar Hamlin. We will see what happens there. And of course, Jordan Poyer's status is still questionable heading into Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins. As you see the reactions coming through on Twitter this morning from this news, I don't want to be overly dramatic. You know, when you say it's heartbreaking or you're upset by it, or even before, right? Felt a little dramatic saying, not the podcast I want to be recording as a Bills fan, but that is how much Micah Hyde, I think, is meant to the team. You know, when Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean came in 2017, Micah Hyde was their quote unquote marquee free agent signing that they had. You know, they didn't have a ton of cap space. They didn't really have guys that wanting to come to Buffalo in any way, shape, or form. So it is tough. And as you look at this, it's one of those unfortunate things. And the injury bug has not been helpful. It's never helpful for anyone, right? But it has not been kind, I guess, to the Buffalo Bills early on this season. And I apologize, I'm kind of like stuttering and stammering through this, but you're just reacting to it in real time. And when it came about, you just reading everyone's reactions and see what's taking place. But just a huge blow for the Buffalo Bills. Again, so many questions taking place on, who else is going to be available when it comes to Sunday's game. You know, will Tim Settle be able to play? Jordan Poyer, as I talked about before, we already know Dane Jackson is out. Honestly, with this though, I can look to Sunday's game and I can talk about that, but Micah Hyde is one of those guys. Like, you're almost more, not almost, I am more concerned about the person right now when you talk about neck injuries, but just how important he has been to the franchise and what he means to the team. So I certainly hope he is okay in every way, shape, or form, and the team will figure it out, right? And as a fan base, you figure it out. But, you talk about the best version of this team, however you want to interpret that, Micah Hyde makes this team great. He makes the Buffalo Bills great. And to not have him for the remainder of this season is surely unfortunate. But we've said before in other situations, you have confidence in Jaquan Johnson, you have confidence in DeMar Hamlin, and obviously in Sean McDermott and his coaching staff, and Leslie Frazier as a defensive coordinator, that they will figure it out. Again, the breaking news, Micah Hyde, injured reserve for the season. I apologize. I feel like I'm stammering through this one, but as you get this news in real time, it just, you're processing as you share it with everyone. But obviously, again, just thoughts with Micah Hyde, hoping for a full recovery and that he can be healthy as soon as possible and that this is nothing too serious, at least based on the tweet from his agent saying we expect a full recovery and him to be back in 2023. Sometime it can just be agent speak, but I hope that is truly the case and that he does make that full recovery. So I'm going to get out of here for now. Hopefully next time I speak to you guys, it'll be with more good news and nothing like this. But anyway, take care. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And as always, go Bills.